Ladies and gentlemen, Back Gig Studios Lounge is proud to present The Gig Cast.
Live.
Hello and welcome to the Gig Cast. This is Gig Cast Show 177, and it being the third Wednesday of the month of January, it is time once again for Talk Shoe Live. And not Talk Shoe Live, Gig Cast Live and on Talk Shoe. And if you probably don't hear it, but they're all clapping at home. Our studio audience is clapping, so it's wonderful. All right, so like I said, this is the third Wednesday in January. 2009. We got MegaCon coming up briefly here. Not briefly, but soon at the end of February. Oh, hey, Scott, you're with me too, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I'm just...
I think.
Yeah, you're here. We've got a nice little group in the chat room. No one else has called in, so it'll just be Scott and I talking to each other, but these guys will put their 2 cents in, and if I keep the mouse in the right window, it might actually update so I can see what they're saying. Should be interesting.
Carl wants to know how to call in.
Carl, at the bottom of this thing there, it says call in now. You have to use a regular phone, or if you have, you probably have unlimited Skype, knowing you use Skype for calling people on the phone all the time. So if you dial that number and then enter the call ID, you can be then logged in. And it's good you're on, because we do want to talk about MegaCon coming up. We got the book on order. Book turned out really nice, I think. Don't you think so, Scott?
I think it's lovely.
Well, you've seen all the pages, and you've seen
I've seen 99% of the pages, and everybody's stuff turned out nice.
Yeah.
And you did a nice job on the inside cover and the back cover, or
thank you.
Back inside cover.
Right.
And I've just been kind of busy. But I bet Carl knows who Theo Adam is.
Theo Adam?
Yeah, Theo Adam.
Uh-huh. Well, Carl hasn't called in yet, so he can't answer. I'm guessing it has to do with comic books.
Well, he has a non-member call sitting in the queue.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't see that.
Okay.
What is up with Talk Show?
I don't know. In your chat window, do you see a one that says non-member that's muted?
No, I don't see him. I don't see anybody muted to unmute.
Excellent.
This is why we didn't do Talk Shoe from the beginning, like a lot of podcasts do.
No, we're fine. Just you.
It must be just me. If I refresh this, what will happen?
You'll probably get logged out of the chat window.
I just refreshed it.
All right.
And, well, call still. Non-member. See, is that him?
Yeah.
Double click. Oh, double click. There.
Too many clicks.
That you, Carl?
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Wait, it's kind of weird. I'm getting like a half a second delay, so I'm hearing everything twice, including my own voice.
Yeah,
Have
you calling on regular phone, you have to pause your audio, I think, or I don't know how you're calling, and if you're using Skype or what.
Well, because he's on both, he's getting the stream, plus he's getting the short delay that is the stream, and because he's in there twice.
Okay, so, that should take care of it.
All right. So, Carl, are you ready for MegaCon?
Until I was so rudely interrupted by Scott, I was penciling the cover of my new book, yes.
Excellent.
So I am ready for MegaCon.
Glad to hear it, man. Glad to hear
it. The new wonderful collection of Carl art called I Love Sushi.
Right. Are you just printing it? Are you printing it yourself, or are you?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought about trying to throw together a short book, but thought about
throwing. Going to be a Kinko run. No, this is going to be a Kablam run.
Okay.
It's going to be full color, 32 pages. It's going to be a collection of my one-shots, my one-panel gags mainly, a couple pages of sketchbook jokes. There's a few new things that haven't hit the web, that haven't been posted online, and then basically a lot of older stuff. A lot of the older stuff has been tweaked. Okay. Gags tightened and stuff like that.
So this is stuff that you can't show minors, is what you're basically saying.
Let me put it this way. There are several things in here you should not show to minors. I mean, I've done a horrible, horrible thing with Mr. Spock that should never probably be repeated in public.
Does it involve the Pon Farr? I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
You know what? Probably, yes. It could be applied to the Pon Farr, yes.
Well, that's good. So you'll have a Kablam book. We get a Kablam book as well. We have the Night Gig Sampler 4 was done through Kablam once again. Real convenient because they're in Orlando. I actually emailed them and I haven't heard back yet saying, hey, if you guys are just coming to a MegaCon, why don't you just bring it and save us the shipping charges? Because I really don't get there's no reason to see it beforehand. You know, I'm sure it's fine. They do a great job. So
That's true. And I actually need to order up a couple new copies of the Drawn Sword book as well, just so I have enough on hand. So it'll be good.
Excellent. Well, you heard the bad news, right? That Brian Anderson's not going to be able to make it?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. But the good news is...
When did that happen?
About a week or so ago. Week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
But
he didn't order his tickets to us, did he?
What's that?
He didn't order his ticket to us, did he?
Yeah, the table. Brian Anderson. The dog eat dog.
Okay.
But it's no big deal.
Yes, we do.
Brian Gibson from Stupids.
Excellent.
He's here in town. I have coffee with him every week. And it just got to change like four letters of the last name and nobody knows the difference. It's perfect. Works out well.
I am so glad I decided to have all the tags sent to me as opposed to send them to the individual people. It's sort of been a nightmare.
Yeah, no kidding. But with the economy the way it is, it's planning this far in advance for that kind of thing, it's just tough. But we got the condo set up, so we're good for that. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to, again, it's going to be in Orlando the last weekend in February, first weekend in March, the whole 28th first type thing there. If you guys are going to be in the Orlando area, you need to come by and visit. Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. The last couple of years has been, this is our fourth year, isn't it?
Fourth year. Yep.
That just blows my mind.
I've got my old badges hanging on the wall behind me right now and they're staring at me. So yeah, number four needs to be joined.
That's just amazing. That's really cool. It is a lot of fun. We're going to have a pretty good group this year. Not as big as in some years, but again, the economy is killing people. But it should be good.
Great Depression Volume 2, guys. It's upon us.
And we have our own little Roosevelt sitting in the Oval Office now, ready to go as socialism as they'll let him. Go as social as he can. Not that that's a bad thing.
Oh, come on. Coming from you, that's scary.
What's that?
Talk of going socialism. Come on. Well, stand by your principles, my friend. You're supposed to be the conservative here.
I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying that's what's going to happen.
Are we talking about webcomics?
Is the chat room still working for other people? Because I'm not seeing any of the chat going by. If there's anything,
maybe you should scroll down a little bit.
I can't scroll. It won't let me. It's not updating. It's just not updating. Oh, chatty chat. Eben says not.
This is why you should have never upgraded to Internet Explorer 8 beta. Okay.
Is that what it is? Oh, because no one's talking. They're all listening to us. That's what it is. They're all listening intently.
They're all going to tune out soon because you're talking politics.
Well, we're scaling back. Put the whole
thing. People, don't rush away. We will get back to Punfar in just a moment.
Back to the Punfar.
I was waiting for one of you guys to reveal that Obama actually does XKCD or something.
No, actually, I think you've been ghosting Penny Arcade for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, that's cool. Horatio, I'm wearing the hat right now over my headphones, just so you know.
If you guys don't know what he's talking about, yep, he's got himself a new Jane hat that Joe – what's Joe's last name? Joe –
Mathis. No.
Mathis. Not Mathis anymore.
Yeah.
If you head over to the NightGig forums, nightgig.com/forums,
she's hyphenated,
you will find a brand new – you will find Mathis. A brand new forum. Yep. Boy. Yeah. If you head over to the NightGig forums – you will find a new forum that we set up for Joe where you can see the Jane hat, and she's going to be doing other kind of geek knitting. That's going to be her
I named her site, thing. You know. That was me. I came up with that.
Did you?
Fan Knitics. It's awesome. It says it all. Doesn't it? Does it not say it all? Fan Knitics. Instead of fanatic, a phonetic. F-A-N-K-N-I-T-I-C-S. Phonetic. Isn't it? I think it's good. I don't care.
Do you remember the movie The Thing You Do, where they tried being really clever with the name of the band and they're calling it the Wonders? It was the O-N-E-D-E-R-S.
Just
pronounced Bill Meters.
Yeah,
I think that we have fallen into a historical precedent here.
In any case, there's a couple of videos on YouTube that feature my hat as well. I put a new one up today. A rendition of the Hero of Canton.
About damn time.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, not to build off what Carl was saying, I prefer the movie. What was it? With the fictional band, The Lone Rangers.
The Lone Rangers. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
No. It was that was
Wild Stallion. Yeah.
That was something Stallions. Yeah.
No, was it Airheads? Is that what that was? The Lone Rangers? Yeah, with Brandon Fraser.
I don't know. Wasn't that Encino?
Yeah, Brandon Fraser and
was it Pauly Shore? No.
No. Brandon Fraser and Adam Sandler was in it.
Yes, Adam Sandler
was the guy who kept getting laid. Yep. Buscemi. That's who I kept thinking.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi.
By the way, a few people who are listening to this later on, the chat room is making Scott seem really, really smart right now.
Yes, it is. I completely credit this.
Hey, let's go through the chat room real quick. Give these people their due. We got Dungeon Warden there from the Dungeon Warden. Is it Dungeon? What's his comic? Put your comics in, people. I should know this, but I don't. I'm bad. I know he does a Dungeon and Dragons type comic, but I can't remember what the name of it is off the top of my head. Anyway, we also have Ebon07, which is Ebon07 is the comic series. Their part 3 has begun for the love of Russia, and they're going to have a big trivia contest with a $20 cash prize. So head on over to Ebon07's website there, which isn't in his email, and I don't have it at the top, but I'm sure it'll be up in a second. It's just Ebon07.com, EBENO7.com. Rockin'. We also have... who else we have? We have Eldo Ruz, Eldona Rusex. Oh, jeez. Anyway, Dungeon Wardens at dungeonlegacy.com. Eldon, that's as far as I'm going with that name, is at www.astray3.com. I know it's Astray, but it sounds like it says Astray, and I don't want to say Astray on the radio. It's astray3.com, and it's not the radio, it's the internet. Jamie, of course,
from FCC has nothing to do here.
And of course, Jamie COTC is of course from Clan of the Cats, a well-loved and long-running webcomic series. We got Jar, who is the artist for Jump Leads. I don't know where Ben is, but Jar is here. JJAR, that's which of course at jumpleads.com, jump-leads.com. And Horatio is Elbow Man. What does that mean, Horatio? Horatio is the owner and operator of Rampage, the Rampage Network, I believe. Horatio, am I correct with that, right? He'll let me know in a minute. Because chat window's falling behind. Yep, yeah, I nailed that one. So that's what we have in the chat room right now, which is great. It's fun having a live people. Of course, Carl's in there as well, Trantinator. And and Scott's at the and Scott's back from the bathroom.
I'm back. I the bathroom is only across the hall from me, so I'm
good. Well designed studio.
I call it an office, but
Evan. Isn't it Evan? Is it Evan? Evan 07? Alright, whatever. So yeah, we got that stuff going on. That's so again, that was a Twitter that Evan07 sent via about the $20 cash prize for their trivia contest at Evan7.com.
The answer to the trivia question is 42.
It is Eb. Eb. 42?
Well, if it's not, there's got to be a law against it.
There should be. Yes.
Should be a law against this show, actually.
There's one other piece of news here that Miss or Ms. Sikelski wanted us to talk about, which is the where'd it go? Is it gone again? How did it go? How did it go away?
How did you manage to do this?
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Tim is looking for this, I should tell you the story of how we spent the first 10 minutes of the Skype chat.
Oh, it was just ugly.
Where you basically went, can you hear me now? How come I can hear you? You can hear me? Maybe I should never unplug this thing because I get all these wires confused.
I reorganized my desk because I'm doing like college work and I need room for books and laptops and everything else. And so I moved the big computer from one side of the desk to the other and had to move all the wires. And I had to figure out how to put it back together so everything would work again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim is going to school for computer technology, by the way.
Yay for higher education!
Higher education. Yeah, but right now I'm stuck in three first level, freshman level liberal arts
classes.
Just to get my to finish up my A degree, and it's like all term papers and all just crap.
Yeah, but you're also there with freshman level students.
Freshman level women. Yes, I am.
Amen. They're 18. They're illegal. Go for it.
Have
some fun.
Go for it. Ruin your marriage. Lose the respect of your children.
Well, put it this way.
She doesn't listen to this show. There's no fear here. She won't find out.
Picture this, if you will. A slightly overweight 40-year-old guy with a gray in his goatee and a Jane hat walks in through the door with a backpack over his shoulder, sits down and pulls out a laptop with ukulele stickers on it. What are my chances?
Dude, considering it's community college, really good. Hey, boy, you ain't in my gene pool. Let's get it on.
But anyway, yes.
I'm a graduate from community college. I'm allowed to make these jokes.
My wife's yelling from the kitchen, chances for what? I'm like, oh, jeez.
Just tell her it's just Carl.
It's just Carl, honey. Oh, she goes, okay. All right, so we're doing a podcast here, right, aren't we? Is there any other webcomic news? I know that Miss Skakelski wanted us to talk about the young artist something or other talk interviews with people. Scott, help.
What? I didn't get this email. What are you talking about?
It wasn't an email.
About?
It was a tweet. It was in the chat room. Oh, it was something about the Young American interviews. Maybe she'll Young America.
The Young American podcast that Google's been
doing.
That's
one that Google's
doing. They did Chris Onstad from Akewood, David Malky from Wondermark, Scott McCloud. I think Google's been putting it on. The Young America stuff that we've kind of mentioned. We'll see if we can get you a link here to it. But they put on a really, really good quality. What's that? Yeah, she says maximumfun.org. is where these are at.
Excellent.
And they've been really good quality. No, they've been really rock solid.
Yeah, I watched part of that one interview with Akewood guy, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, so we talked about last week.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or a couple. She's saying it's separate from the Google thing.
Yeah, you know what it is? I'm sorry. I thought this was the Google thing, and no, I just went out to MaximumFun.com, and it's completely different.
Public radio?
You know what it was? I was all screwed up because Chris Akewood was on the Google thing.
Oh. All right, then.
See, we are dumb.
Well, yeah.
Hey, didn't you try to sign up for a public radio podcast?
Yeah, that was a while. That was, yeah, they had their contest about a year, 2 years ago, whatever.
And they basically took your idea and turned it into MaximumFun.com.
Yeah, pretty much. You're right. Damn, so those bastards.
That's exactly what your concept was.
God damn it. Anyway, we won't get into that. Hey, I just got a tweet from Brian Gibson. The Brian Gibson, yes, from Stupids.com. He says that there's a new webcomic review site with some good stuff on it. He's talking about the webcomic Herald at Blogspot.com, because they just reviewed Stupids, and they gave it a pretty good rating.
Well, then obviously it's quality.
It must be quality. And as everybody else has been asking him, so, Brian, what you been paying these guys? So yeah, no, but it's a very accurate review, I think, of Brian's stuff, and so he wanted to let people know that it's out there. So there you go. But Heraldry of Webcomics, which is a webcomic herald.blogspot.com, this guy's been going to be doing some webcomic reviews, and so if you're looking to read about some, maybe find another webcomic you haven't heard of, good place to check out. He's going to be focusing on the little guy, the one that isn't getting is kind of flying under the radar. So, that's something to check.
Nobody reviews Mike. Somebody should review MattScottComic.com.
They
that's
should.
A good comic.
I've heard it's pretty good.
Some bastard signed me up for that Is It Funny or Not or whatever. IsItFunnyToday.com site. Now I'm just obsessed with trying not to. Oh, by the way, Horatio in the chat room has some news.
And he knows that, but I'll unmute him so he can display, can do the news and see how this works. Clickety. Clickety, clickety. How do I unmute them?
How many clickities?
I don't take know. For an iPhone? I'm just gonna. I'll hit unmute all, since he's almost not muted. It should work.
Hey, Chuck just signed in.
What the hell's going on here? I don't know if it's my computer or if it's me.
It's you.
You know,
your computer doesn't like.
It doesn't. You know what? I just. I upgraded last night from Vista Home Premium to Vista Ultimate, and it's just things have just started not working.
All right, what's that? He's got
The whole move to Vista was probably the beginning of
He's positioned in the queue. Do you got to mute?
There's an unmute all. I clicked on Carl's not.
Well, then
muted.
How is he queued?
I don't queued. What?
Yeah, there's a little symbol next to
I'm the non-member. Remember, I'm
I know
you.
Hold on. Yeah, but okay, you have you? you're the non-member, and then Horatio is cued.
Right, I see him there, and it says click to unmute, and I'm clicking, and he's not unmuting. I don't know what to do.
That's you're okay. A genius.
If I unmute him, we'll just take over the show anyway. We don't want to. That's just
get rid of him. We don't need his kind here.
I'm sorry, Horatio. I am clicking the hell. Can you hear it on the click? Can you hear the clicking? I'm using the trackpad. I'm using the mouse. I'm using everything. It's just not unclicking.
I like it. He blames the hat.
See, I'm not seeing that either. Right now, my talk show thing is just hosey. I mean, I'm refreshing. I'm losing all the chat I just had. I'm going to refresh the chat window. And
I would rather you lose your chat than still be able to operate the show.
I think that's how I was able to unmute Carl before.
Yeah, it's got to be something to do with the Vista and the – well, who knows?
No, I don't. I think it's just my TalkShoe client is buggy at best, which is why we've never really used it. But now we're trying to get more social with the whole Twitter and the whole thing and this, that, and the other. And
I told you nothing good comes of being social.
It's so true.
Yeah, really. It's staying as a recluse is probably your best bet.
It's twirling. It's loading. It's not refreshing. It's not.
Hey,
going
speaking
away.
Of hats,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Commander Kitty is back.
Again, that's
no, it's
not
got
one.
Nothing to do with cats. Yeah. But yeah, no. CommanderKitty.com is great. Scotty Arsenault. And I don't know who Brian Reynolds is, but he's coloring it now. Commander cool. Kitty is the only...
I think I remember seeing... How long was it gone for a while? That sort of thing? Was it?
Yeah, he kind of took a leave of absence, and I haven't read enough of the site to find out what the leave of absence was. But he's back.
Excellent.
And I'm very excited about that.
It still says waiting
now for let's just see if he's got our RSS feed, because if he doesn't have an RSS feed, how the hell am I going to stay? Oh, it's iStrip, so it's there's bound to be an RSS feed that I just have to...
See, the last bit in the chat window that I see is Ms. Kukowski saying, talking about the public radio podcast. So it's just not, it's just, stop, refresh. Come on. You can do it. I know you can. worst podcast ever. It is. Worst podcast ever. This is just worst, ever. Worst podcast ever. So while I'm trying to refresh, and Horatio is patiently waiting in the stands to say something, what else is going on out there?
I don't know. Chuck says he's heard worse.
Chuck. Is this our Chuck? The Chuck Rolls.
Yeah, this is Chuck Rolls. Chuck Rolls. Gods of Arcola. Sign into the chat.
See, I don't see him in the chat either.
Matter of fact, this is you're put. Okay, so right now we got Horatio, Chuck, Adam Runton, Dungeon Warden, Ebon Seven, Eldonius Rex, Jamie from Clan of the Cats, Jar, Case. Oh, how I butcher your name. Why? Can't we just call you Smith?
Oh, Carl. Don't worry.
Not you, Carl.
Oh, Adam from Ant Guy Comics. Very cool. You know. I just want to unmute people.
Mike Lazarus. Me. Mike Schlosky. All right, everybody with the name Ski, help me out here. Skakelski?
Skakelski.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I got that one right.
Yeah. Ever since we called her a him so many weeks ago.
Skakelski.
Skakelski.
I'm going to practice now. I'm just going to name my children Skakelski.
Slotsky and Kukowski. It sounds like a Chicago police drama. Like Cagney and Lacey. Slotsky cool. And Kukowski. Hell.
Anyways, yeah, there's things going on. We were talking about, we were talking about MegaCon, and we were talking about preparations for MegaCon, and we were talking about mooching off of Carl's friends who've got access to a gigantic printer. Which we could probably do a whole show about.
Year, hey, guys, this year yes. He's got access to photo paper.
Ooh.
Worth
so,
plotter.
All right, I do a black and white comic, though. I mean, so I should really try to work on a nice thing with a decent logo. Throw the color in where I can. How big are we talking? Like the usual ones? Like 17 by something?
It's. I think the complete width is 4 or 5 feet wide, and then as long as we need it to be.
Wow!
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Well, the way I've been doing it in the past is because they used to charge us by the print job. So what I would just simply do is, put 10 images on there as one gigantic image and print it off, and of course crash the computers because I'm trying. When I initially did it, I tried printing a 300 DPI. And when you're talking, 5 feet by 10 feet, 300 DPI, well, that's a lot of pixels. And I did crash a couple of the computers and pissed off a lot of people working on the term projects. But, hey, it was all for a good cause. But now they're charging by the foot, so I need to check exactly what's going on. They can switch between photo paper and regular paper. The photo paper, of course, is going to be more expensive, but if anybody needs anything large done on a nice glossy piece of paper, it might almost be worth it. It's still going to be cheaper than Kinko's.
Well, find out what it is, because I may not be able to afford to make a nice poster, but it would be fun to do it.
Well, a simple poster on regular paper, stuff like what I've been doing for the last few years for us, It's still going to be maybe, you know, a dollar to a foot. So, you know, but that's 5 feet wide and then a foot long, another foot. So we're good. It's not that big of a deal. Especially if we can get two posters side by side, let's say it comes out to 3 feet or 4 feet, but you got two or three posters on the width of it.
$2 a poster.
And then we split it up. Exactly. I mean, come on. It's, even if it's $4 or $5 a poster, I mean, come on. It's the best advertisement you're going to get, especially since we've got those awesome pipe setups that you guys made to hang this stuff behind us.
Hey, there's there's one other thing we need to talk about MegaCon. This is a good time to do it, too. Pretty much anybody that listens to this here program, this podcast, has their own night gig. I mean, let's just come down to brass tacks. If you do a webcomic, it's pretty much your night gig. It's what you do at night. It's what you do because you love to do it. And we consider you part of the de facto night gig family. If anybody wants to send us some mini comics, some flyers, anything like that, I'll put my address in the show notes or whatever. If you want to send us like 10 or something, little mini comics to put on the night gig table. Because pretty much I'm the only guy at the night gig table this year. Me and my daughter are going to be hanging out doing that. Sure, I'll have my ukulele with me and my Jane hat. But besides that, I'm just going to be pushing the night gig website, the gig cast, and web comics in general. Because believe it or not, there are a lot of people that go to these conventions that still are not that familiar with web comics. It's gotten a lot better over the last 4 years. But the first year we were there, people were like, there are comics in the web? What do you mean?
Because it is mostly a traditional comic slash anime slash yaoi kind of a thing.
Right. So if you want to put together a 4, 5, 6, 8 page mini comic, whatever, send me 10 or so. So I'll put them out on the table, sell them for 50 cents a piece, a buck a piece, whatever you want me to do with them. Or give them out, or just send me some flyers. So I want to basically promote people's night gigs. And that's what night gig's all about. So if you want to do that, let me know. Send me an email at jt@nightgig.com, and I'll send you my address. And you know, for the cost of some photocopies and a $3 priority mail envelope from the post office, you can be representing yourself, or I'll be representing you at MegaCon Orlando this year. So just let me know, and we'll make it happen. That goes out to all the members of Night Gig, whether you're an actual member, actually have hosting with us in our forum or whatnot, or just a guy who's a webcomic out there that wants to, you know, can't make it to a convention in Florida. Why not get some paper down here? Might pick up some more readers. Who knows?
So, and let me say this to all those bastards who actually make money out their webcomics and don't have to work during the day anymore. Screw you! Sorry, I just had to put that out there.
Yeah, Carl. We've missed you on the gig cast, Carl.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I
was having a very insightful conversation with somebody earlier today about the lack of genetically mutated ducks that can tell knock knock jokes. I think this is an area that science really needs to exploit, and if we're really going to get the economy going again, that's where we need to start putting that off.
Obama said he's going to put science back where it belongs, so I'm sure that could be something they could work on.
In the bedroom?
Well, I think he just meant by putting it back in schoolroom textbooks.
Is that what he meant?
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of not been there for a while. But, yeah, we need genetically mutated ducks. That's really it. And start a new arms race. See, that'll get the economy going, because then the Russians can't stay behind, so they're going to develop raccoons that can tell fart jokes.
Yeah.
And then the Chinese are going to chime in squirrels that do puns, okay? And that's when it really hits high.
Oh, Carl, that's just nuts. Get it? Squirrel, get it?
Yeah. Hey, this morning I made a pun out of gag reflex with that, okay? So, you know, it's... Gag... joke.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hey.
I still can't control anything in this thing. I hope I can turn this thing off when we're done. The podcast that never ends.
Wow. And these people are still here. This is so scary.
I don't know if they are or not. If you guys are telling me they are, that's fine. But I don't.
No. They're still making comments. It's like they're rubber making a horrible, horrible accident where people are slowly bleeding to death on the side of the road. I think Chuck just got whiplash. It's bad. It's coming around for another round, and this is terrible. No, my humor has not improved. Thank you, Chuck, for acknowledging that fact.
Oh, God.
So I'm sorry, Horatio. He's asking if he should hang on. He's using phone minutes. Yeah, I just IM'd me in AIM. There's nothing. I'm trying to refresh the page. I'm scared to close it. I'm on Skype, but it might hang me up and end the call. So I don't know, man. I apologize. If you want to tell them what the news is, I can tell them. I mean, it's we're put in the chat room, and Scott can tell.
Well, just gonna say otherwise, could we try calling him on Skype?
I suppose I could. Yeah, we could do that.
Of course, have a Horatio. Tim, your Skype address, if you've got one,
or your phone number. I can just call your phone.
Can you? Can you call two phones numbers?
Sure, why not?
I don't know. But yeah, so no, it's cool. We were kind of getting off on a tangent there, but basically we all kind of know that part of being an amateur comic artist is trying to do things on the cheap. Obviously we're taking advantage of Carl a little bit and his buddy who's got access to a giant printer. But I guess, what are your thoughts? We should probably set up a whole show where we talk about, finding the cheapest Kinkos and printing in black and white when you can get away with it, and even coming in and, like, I've seen people do something kind of neat where they do their comic in black and white, they print it at Kinkos, and then they go back later on and they color it, like, at the cons.
Yeah, Kit used to do that.
Yep.
Hello.
Hey, Horatio, welcome to the, I can hear Scott through your phone.
Yeah, so you'll have to mute the stream on the...
Yeah, I got that.
Excellent.
Perfect.
All right, so hey, man, what's up? Welcome to the show.
Great. Long-time listener, first-time caller?
I think it's the first time I've heard that. So what's going on, man?
Well, we just picked up two new members this month.
At Rampage?
Suicides are now finished. Yeah. The first one is Surfboards and Ray Guns, which some people might be familiar with from Drunk Duck. For one.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're actually.
Yeah, they were in the top 10 finalists for the Platinum Studios Comic Book Challenge.
That's where I've heard of them before. Right now, they're actually the both the banner and the tower ad on the GigCap page. So they are our sponsor for the show.
Yeah, those are the ads I put up for them.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, all our new members, I always advertise as heavy for. So.
Excellent.
Very cool.
You can reach them at their new site, which is surfboardsandrayguns.com. All one word.
Excellent.
Another member is Trying Human by Emmy Bittner. I don't know if anyone's familiar. It's basically a sci-fi romance about aliens during right after Roswell.
Ponfar?
Not Ponfar. That was one of the comics we talked about in the awards, the Will Comic Readers Awards, right? That was one of the ones that was up there? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Her new site is at tryinghuman.com.
Outstanding. Nice, easy-to-remember URLs for these comics. Excellent.
So I encourage everyone to, go swing by, give a read. They're both great comics with great art.
No, absolutely. No, you guys have managed to pick up a lot of really good art or comics over there. I'm losing my mind. Why I shouldn't be allowed to type and speak at the same time.
That could be it. All right.
I'm desperately trying to find the link to Surfboard and Ray Gun because I haven't checked it out. But
well, go to the gigcast.com and click the banner.
I don't know anything about Bradley, but I hope to God he's doing this as his day job as well.
I would hope so too.
Yeah, because it's that good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it surprised me when he says, "Yeah, I'm hoping to crank out about a strip a week. I'm like, wow. You know, with this quality, most people are willing to say they're happy with, you know, every 2 weeks.
Well, honestly, with surfboard and ray guns, it's better than – I was just in my local comic shop today and picking up – like I kept chattering on about, I picked up the latest Billy Batson and the Magic of Shazam. And it's – surfboard and ray guns is nicer than, you know, a lot of the stuff on the shelf. I mean, the art's good. The coloring's good. The writing's paced well. You know, if he's not publishing his own stuff, there's not any reason why he shouldn't throw in a portfolio towards, you know, like IDW, if not like a Marvel or something, you know, one of these other alternative publishing companies. They'd probably have something for him to work on.
Oh yeah, really yeah. I agree. It's amazing how many graphic novels out there that the art is just, you know, hard to get through.
No, you can just say it's crap. I mean, because it really is.
It's crap. I went to the Phoenix Comic Con and I bought this $40 hardbound graphic novel, the Mirror Wars or something, and the art was just terrible, and even the story was terrible. I was like, wow, you know, I mean, most of the comics online are 10 times better than this.
Well, I'm reminded of, like, Dave Sims when he first started Cerebus. It sucked ass. If I would have picked up Cerebus the first couple of issues, I wouldn't have made it past it. But because I sort of jumped in the middle after his art had already improved, I went back and was able to sort of tolerate the really, really bad art. But it's, you know, and hopefully some of these guys who aren't doing so well now, you know, you give them time and it'll improve. But yeah, I'm just going to quick jump back to see what the first strip looked like for surfboard and ray guns. And it's kind of really professional looking. So, you know, you'll have to fill us in and tell us, you know, what's he doing for a day job, if this is what his hobby looks like.
I don't know. I just know he's busy a lot.
Okay.
That's
well,
about
get on
it.
That for the next show.
All the really talented people are, which is why I have a lot of free time on my hand.
if you don't mind, I could. But yeah, everyone should also check out the network. We have a lot of great members. We offer free hosting, a free domain, and for the first month as a member, we advertise for you heavily. And
can't beat that.
Nope.
No, yeah, because you've really kind of busted your hump, you know, getting Rampage Network off the ground.
We're on our fifth year now. We have about three servers and one semi-dedicated one with DreamHost.
It's been 5 years, really?
Yep.
Wow, because I remember when you guys got started. About the same time we got started doing this. Wow. All right. Very, very cool. Hey, well, thanks for coming on, man. I'm glad you're able to give you a call. Sorry about the technical problems.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. We'll have you back again sometime. Next time you have somebody new, let us know. We'll be sure to let people know.
We'll do. All right. And remember, the best spot for comic news is the GigCast, 97.5.
GigCast. Yeah.
Hey guys,
thanks, man.
I did a little online search. Bradley Overall, the creator of Surfboards and Ray Guns.
Uh-huh.
There's a little bio on him over at the Platinum Studios Comic Book Challenge website.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And apparently his day job is in the field of animation design. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's what he does professionally, and this is just his side gig.
Okay.
Very cool.
But it's a hell of a side gig.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
Well, yeah, like I said, granted, it's probably his day job doing what he's doing pays the bills. But and who knows? You know, drawing G.I. Joe might not do it for him. But,
Come on. Everybody wants to spend the rest of their life drawing animated toys. It's great.
All right.
That was sarcasm.
Hey, before I forget, I wanted to also mention that the Skype portion of the show, which is basically the whole portion of the show this time around, is brought to you by the good folks at RM Comics at rmcomics.com. That's right, the home of the gods of Archelon. Without them, we wouldn't have this unlimited Skype plan to be able to bring most of these interviews and talk show to you people. So thanks, Chuck, Steve, and Martha. Great people over there.
Buy Chuck's comics. Oh, they're good.
They're very good.
I like them.
I'm loving where Gods of Archelon is going. We need to get Chuck on again to talk about that because his whole concept of how heaven and hell work is just awesome. Makes more sense in the Bible, I'll tell you. What? Sorry, what?
Chuck says that the only reason you're plugging it is because Chuck's listening.
Is that what it is?
I completely agree.
But I can't see that I don't know he's on there. Okay, now.
No. He might not be. No, you actually managed to plug that on the show.
Steve just jumped up on G-Talk, so I don't know if they're surrounding us from all sides.
Hey, we really got to get Mark Meckes on the line one of these days.
Yeah, before the show, before the convention, to find out.
I can find out if we're going to actually have an award ceremony this year.
Is there going to be a webcomics, Web Cartoonist Choice Award?
I don't see it. I don't see it.
It has to materialize really quickly.
January 10th. Let's see.
Are you sure you're not looking at 2008? Are you looking at 2000?
Keep talking amongst yourself. I'm looking at some posts made in 2009.
But I can't even see the chat room. How am I supposed to talk amongst...
No, not you. Oh. Just you and Carl.
Oh, Carl.
Turkey.
What about
us? Hey, Carl. Dude, guess this. Check this out. I was at Walmart a couple days ago with my kid, and he wanted to look at because he got the Clone Wars Walker for Christmas, and we were looking at the Star Wars figures, and you know what's hanging next to the Star Wars figures? Two of the Battlestar Galactica Titanium series, the classic Cylon Raiders. I didn't have
any. No way.
Yeah, way.
Oh, dude. Well, here, I went back. You know those little Cylon mini mates that I got you?
Yeah.
It reduced them even further. I bought another two boxes of them. So I have an entire army of Cylon mini mates now.
Excellent.
We've got 15 of them all set up. It's a very scary looking thing. Very it's eating good. Up all my display case right now. All
right. Well, Tig has been using. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that they found these at Walmart, like in a box somewhere in the back. They're just trying to clear them out, you know? Because why would they have new Cylon stuff coming out? You know, it's the Raider from when they came out like 2 years ago. You know?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, sometimes they'll just reissue the stuff, especially now that the show started up again.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Let's face it, that premiere episode of the last...
Tig's been using my mini mates as droids to attack the clones in his walker. The scale's not quite right, but he's fine with it, you know.
Oh, come on, it's all good.
All right, Scott, you have anything webcomic related, or are we just running on fumes here?
Well, we can. How long have we been doing this?
About 40 minutes, 45 minutes coming up.
Yeah, so we can start thinking about wrapping it up.
Yeah. Oh no, geez, we're close.
But no, actually, I would. I would like to if whoever listens to this, you know, probably 10 years down the line, we'd like to get your input on things you'd like us to do shows on in 2009. Again, we kind of were tossing around the idea earlier in the show about doing one about how to do maybe even just a convention on the cheap. You know, we've plugged a Better Way merch in the past, but there's some other things that you can do. You know, like making your own zines, things like that.
All the guys' stuff that the guys at Webcomic Weekly said, why would you bother doing that? Well, I think there are a lot of things.
Well, but the Webcomics Weekly guys are talking about people who are trying to be professional. They're really not trying to do kind of the hobby thing.
Right.
Speaking of that, I think on Sunday I'm going to be on Digital Strips.
Oh, are you now?
Not Digital Strips. God.
Webcomics Beacon.
Duh.
Aren't we both?
Hey. Oh, are you going to be on it too?
I think so.
Then I don't want to be on the show.
I don't know. Maybe not. No, it's all you, buddy. It's all you.
That's fine. No, but they're going to do a hobbyist versus.
Oh, maybe it wasn't me then. No, there was another show that wanted us to have us on. Who was it? The other show that wanted to have us on.
I don't know. Why would that
be? Oh, was it the pirate? The
oh yeah, random pirate comic. They God, that's not Sunday too, is it?
I don't think so. That has not been finalized yet.
Boy, did I double book?
No, because you're that popular. You are. Just for your web comic, you need to get on to the Beacon. That'd be good. Tell Tanya I said hi.
Did you get Capes and Bades' new tweet?
A new tweet.
Your Twitter bits.
Oh, Twitter bits. That was actually a Capes and Bades email that they sent. Thank you for reminding me, because I would have forgotten. Capes and Babes is... What the heck's going on here? Oh, wrong one. I clicked the wrong button. There? Yeah,
two guys. Me? Is TGT two guys talking?
Yeah, I think so.
You've got to plug TGT.
Yes. That's another good podcast over on the Webcomics Inc. With... No, with Frump. Frump.net. That's where the TGT is.
We are so screwed up.
No, I'm not. We're just, my brain is, come on. I just saw, where's it? Capesandbabes.gmail.com. Okay. Let's see. News of the new Capes and Babes strip up. It was on the 16th. And they did a Twitter article. He wrote a Twitter article for webcomics.com, and it was accepted. So if you're interested in Twitter and how Twitter works and what's wanted about Twitter, how Twitter can help you as an artist, musician, or whatever, check out the article over at webcomics.com. That was Chris from Capes and Babes that wrote that article, Chris Flick.
Well, and he's got a promo going on right now. He just tweeted at you that he has a promo going on right now that if you follow him on Twitter and get it – says follow me on Twitter and get high-res color illustration of Kang the Time Lord.
Very nice. I think I already follow him, though, so that's no fun.
Well, you can always unfollow him.
And then follow him again.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Actually, I wasn't following. I wonder where I was. My computer's just, I'm just going to shoot it, take it out back. It's and whatever. Anyway, I guess that's going to wrap it up then for us here at the GigCast. This show 177. Another attempt at a live show. Hopefully you guys found it entertaining, because I can't tell. I can't see the chat room anymore. As far as I know, I'm talking to myself and Scott.
Hey, you are. Carl? Hmm? Carl? Yeah. We want to get you back on again, because it's been a while since we've ranted about regular comics, and we're due.
Maybe you and Chuck should get
bring
together.
Bring me on. I am so out of tune with everything nowadays. I'll be absolutely no help.
Maybe we'll do it. No. Maybe we'll do it after. You know what? Maybe we should do. We should do it at the show. Like, we can run around the con and take a look at what's out there, and then we could bitch about all the
people bitch and talk about it.
Yeah.
There you go. No, that would be a good idea. Having a MegaCon daily recap of freebies that we got. I mean, literally, when you think about all the stuff that we said when we got those free copies of Aliens versus Cowboys.
Well, that was Cowboys versus Aliens. You mean the future movie with Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr., yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. He signed up to do that?
That was the
theory.
They always mention his name.
It's in consideration.
They always mention his name. By the way, Jamie from Clan of the Cats wanted to let everybody know via Twitter again that she's going to be updating her site soon, courtesy of a Frump at Frump.com. It is a she, isn't it? Am I right about that, Jamie?
That's I'm one sorry. Of
them. I'm pretty sure it's she's a she, isn't she?
Jamie? I missed who you were talking about. Clan of the Cats.
Clan of the Cats.
Jamie is not a she.
Oh, jeez.
Jamie is a he.
I'm so sorry. See, this is why...
Don't worry. Nobody except the people in the forum are listening to this.
This is why I don't get drunk at bars, because I can't tell the guys from the girls, and it just gets messy.
Well, that would explain
you and Mr. Skakelski should get together. You make beautiful... androgynous children together.
I want to see, but that's not nice.
No,
I want to see these guys make the ski club they were talking about in the chat room. These guys had a great idea. We were talking about all the skis we had in the chat room.
Oh right.
So they were talking about making a ski club and getting t-shirts and stuff.
A ski lodge.
You guys get a come together with something and create a ski club t-shirt or something. I'd maybe throw some money that way.
Well, anyway, Jamie, I apologize. It's the internet. You know what am I supposed to do? Really, I'm sorry. I apologize. Anyway. All right, so next week we'll have just a regular gig cast, 178. Nice round number. Eight's kind of round, right? And
kind of round top and a round bottom.
That's what she said. What and the I'll, hell are you talking
about?
Huh?
Who?
I don't know. But anyway, Clan of the Cats will be have a new updated website. Frump, good old Phil from frump.net is once again doing what he does best, is helping out a webcomic artist do something with their website. He's amazing. If you guys don't go over to frump.net more than once a week, you're missing out. It's a great place to find new comics and rate comics, and they have a good, cool podcast, and Frump, Mr. Phil is just awesome. Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil webcomic over there.
And if you're not reading mattscottcomic.com,
you should.
I'm going to disown you and take you all out of my
room. You need to vote on Is It Funny Today.
Tim the bastard signed me up for the thing, and now... You know, some dummy goes out there and votes no all the stupid time. I don't know what he doesn't have. I hate those voting sites, and you signed me up for it. It's your fault.
Anyway, tune in next week where we'll have, once again, A Shallow Thought from Christiana Ellis. We'll have, I'm sure, a bunch of thoughts from the inside of That Bastard, Brian Anderson's browser, as well as many other fun things to talk about regarding webcomics, conventions, and I'm sure Battlestar Galactica. So until then...
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, until then... I need to thank Beatnik Turtle for the music, and of course, Gods of Archelon for the Skype again. So anyway, this is JT Shea. For everybody here at the GigCast, including Carl and Scott and everybody else in Nike Studios, until next week, enjoy your webcomics.
This has been the GigCast. Remember, all links mentioned on today's show can be found at our homepage at www.thegigcast.com. The GigCast asks, what's your gig? Let us know. Drop us a line at gigcast@nightgig.com or call our voicemail line at 1-206-203-3334. The best we played every week on the show. Help us help you let people know what is your night gig. Music for the GigCast provided by Beatnik Turtle at beatnikturtle.com and by Corey Smith at myspace.com/TheCoreySmith. The GigCast is a production of Night Gig Studios at nightgig.com, where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. Nightgig.com. What's your gig?
One.